We are recording. We're still looking at the Tehillim of B'nai Korach, but we'll look at the happy ones. Last time were kind of the intense life is awful, why you abandon me kind of thing. These are all happy. They're all about the Achrit HaYamim, the end of days. That's why it's called this. I call this eschatology, right? Story of what happens at the end, but it's not the kind of violence, not the milchama, or milchama Gog va'Og, as they call it, okay? Time after. The idea that everything will be good, everything perfect, Mashiach. We say it every day in Aleinu. This is a quote from Zechariah and Tehillim, but the same idea. God will be king over the whole world. God will be one. Name will be one. Everyone will serve. So we're going to start with a couple of Tehillim. Start with Tehillim Perek Mem Vav. We start with the Koteret with the title of Lam Natzeach. To the conductor, we said for the Korach. Again, this is the descendants of Korach. They've intentionally named themselves that Almot Shir. What's an Almot? It's clearly some kind of musical instrument, and this is Almot. Rashi says here. It's a clay shear. It's a musical instrument that's mentioned in Divrei Hayamim. That's in in Divrei Hayamim, they're describing all the Levim that were performing in the Mishkan Yerushalayim, and says Meshorim Heman Asaf Etam, those three leaders of the Meshorim, the singers, Mitzaltam Nechoshet with cymbals, Lashmia that were loud, Zachariah was Yael Shmir Mirot, Yechiel V'Ani V'Eliyam Maaseu V'Nayahu. And all these other names, Benevalim, with which you translate as a liar, Al-Almot, with these Almot. We have no idea what these instruments are. We also saw this term describe how Hashem runs the world. We saw that in last time in Tehillim Memchet, which ended with Hizeh Elokim Elokim, this is our God forever, Hu Yinagenu Almut. And even though it's written as two words, really it's always read as one word, Almut. As I said, has a couple of different meanings. One is Almut kmo olamit, meaning eternal. God, it's a tilam about God existing forever. Made olam va'ed, but who yeh manhigo lo olam, he will lead us forever. And then we have the gzera elam, meaning for youth, as in God leads us like children. And the ish omrim migzera ne'elam, disappeared. God runs the world from behind the scenes. And all of these implied as well. But this is what Hashem, and this is when we're going to realize that Hashem is running the world Almut from behind the scenes. And the pasuk starts, and the parak starts out, Elkim lenu machaseh va'oz, God, you are our refuge and our strength. Ezra b'tzarot, you helped us in trouble. Nimtza ma'od, you are very much there. Alkein lo nira, therefore we will not be afraid. Behemi aretz, even as the world changes. Mutharim, the mountains will slip, Lev Yamim, in the midst of the oceans. Yamu, Yachmaru, Meimav. The waters are terrified. Yashu Harim, the mountains shake, make noise, Begavato, in the face of God's glory. Selah, hold that thought. So this is. That's interesting.
The author is the same, though, right,
Yeah,
Danny?
it's also B'nai Korach.
But it's one person, it's not several people.
The assumption is that it's one person. We talked about it being Eitan, just sort of took that as the name of the band. You know, it's like he wants to go back to his ancestor. Why is this here? So last time, but going back, last time we looked at the fact in Tehillim Membet that the same author as last time was lamenting that you did not have that feeling that God was present. Right now we're saying, right, Nimtza Ma'od, God's very much there. Last time we had quoted the pasuk that Aviva's Dornberg Court, the home el tahom koreh, that the deep call to deep the cold recha and the sounds of your waterways. Komish berechav galecha layavora, your waves overwhelm me. Omrla kel sali lama shachatani, I say God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Lama kedari lecha, why is it so dark? Why can I not hear your voice? Balachat oyev, in the midst of all that my enemies mocking. So here, he's can hear the deeps crying out. The mountains are roaring. Everything's making noise, but he still can hear God's voice. Hashem is present, more than just present. Nimsam, very much here. And now this rushing water, instead of being a symbol of chaos, is a symbol of Hashem's providence over the world. So we have the water that was so disturbing the last parak, now is the symbol of the Achrit Yamim, that Hashem rules over the world. Nahar Palgu. The water splits into streams, Yismachu, Ir Elokim, and makes the city of God rejoice. Kodesh Mishkanei Elyon, the holiness in his abode. Elokim Bekirba, God is in it, in this city. B'nai Korach always talk about Yerushalayim. Baltimot, it will not move. Yisrael Elokim, if not Boker, God will save them by morning. Hamugayim. The nations are confused. They experience the Tahom, Matum, Amachot. The nations are all changed. Natan Bakolo, Bakolo, Tamag Aretz. God gives a voice and the world melts. Shem's Kavod Yamana, but God hosts with us, Miskav Leno, Al Kei HaKavsoa. God is our fortress. And this idea of a Nahar Palgu, that there's a river coming out and splitting up from Ir Elokim, for the city of God, is a reference back to Gan Eden. And Rashi says that explicitly that this Nahar here is referring to Gan Eden. Because in Eden, famously, God makes this garden in Eden, the perfect place. It says, "Bin Nahar Yosei Me'eden," and a river came out of Eden, Ashkoda Tagan, and watered the garden. Vishem Paredin, and it split up there. Vayalar Arashim, and came and split into four branches. And this idea that Achrit Hayamim, the end of days, that Yerushalayim will be that Gan Eden. And this Nahar Yotzei Me'eden, this river coming out that waters the world, supporting the rest of the world, that's an image that comes up in Tanakh a lot. Here's in Zechariah. V'yabar mahu yatsu mayim chayim Yerushalayim. In that day, the living water will come out of Yerushalayim, gets yama amakamun kadmoni, half it will go to the Eastern Sea, the Dead Sea, gets yama har haron, and half to the Western Sea, the Mediterranean, b'kaitz v'churif yan, it will flow in winter and summer, not a wadi, but it will always be flowing. And then, Vayashav kol arz, that's when God will be king over the whole world. That's what that river coming out of Yerushalayim symbolizes. And there's an image in Yecheskel of the mountain splitting, and he sees this, and the river coming out of Har Habayit. And Yecheskel describes having a vision of being placed in the entranceway to Har Habayit. And the water was coming out from the entranceway. Kedma, Pipnea by Kedem, and heading east out of where the entrance of the house was. By Mimir Dimitachat Bayat, and the water came up, went under the lintel, the doorway of the Bayat HaYemini, to the southern doorway, Minegel Mizbeach, south of where the Mizbeach was. Bimral And the Malach tells me, Yechezkel, Yotzim al Galila Kadmona. They're going to the Galil, they're going east, Arava, they're going south into the Negev, Ubam Hayama, and they'll go west, El Hayama, Hamotzim, and they'll go down into the sea of the Arava, the Dead Sea, and they will heal the water. Now be fresh water in the Dead Sea. It's obviously symbolic here. That any animal that will go that teems there in the Dead Sea, that the streams go there, yichyeh, they will live. And there'll be fish in the sea. Because these waters are coming out of Har Habayit, going down to the Dead Sea, will come. Be approved. And it will heal it, and everything there will live. Me'en Gedi, and fishermen will come from Me'en Gedi, but Ein Egalim, and from, I don't know where Ein Egalim is, Lacharim, you, and they will spread out piles of fish they're going to catch in the Dead Sea. And there'll be as many as there are in the Mediterranean, Rabba Amaod. That's the waters coming out of Har Bayit. Symbol of how Yerushalayim will become the place that will revitalize the entire world. And then this parak comes down to this final war, but it's not a final war, it's a final peace. It says, Mashbit milchamot, I could say aretz. Hold on a second. Right. And it ends, Chazu Mafot Hashem. Go look at the wonders of God, Asher, Sam Shemot Ba'aretz. God has created the destruction. But now, Mashbit Milchamot. God will end all war, Ar Kitzei Ha'aretz, the very ends of the earth. Keshet Yishaber, God will break the bows, V'kitzeitz Chanit, and destroy the spears, Agalot Yisrof Ba'esh, burn the chariots in fire. Harfu de'u kenoch yeshkem. Acknowledge that I am God. Arum b'goyim, I rule over the nations. Arum b'aretz, I am over all the land. Shem tzvod imanu, and God is the host of is with us. Misgav lanu is our fortress, and that's the vision of the end of days, when all war will cease. Misgav lanu, okay, Yaakov is the God of Yaakov. So
Amen.
That's what we're looking for, is the end.
Wow.
The end of war. Mashbit milchamot al kitzei
So
ha'aretz.
that basically is Hezekiah like the final prophet in terms of that? That he's predicting the final days will be peace.
Well, no, that's it. This is Tehillim, what we just quoted. That line. Yechezkel had the vision of the rivers coming out. I give examples. Zechariah also had this vision of rivers coming out of Yerushalayim to feed the world. And that's clearly metaphoric. And was sort of the
Is
tone of the
that
word of the
also
God.
the same time everybody will be fed and there will be no war?
That's the hope. That's the image that we're praying for. So B'nai Korach, despite their cynical speak tooth of power or the other prakim, this is all about how end of days God will rule and there will be no war. That's in Tehillim. And the next parak is familiar, similar kind of theme. God is a king. It's familiar to us when we say it on Rosh Hashanah. We repeat it seven times before Shofar blow. So if you say all the words, it should be pretty familiar.
Yes.
Okay. This is Lamnat Sechem B'Korach Mizmor. It's a song of B'nai Korach. Kol Amim Tikuchaf. All the nations should clap hands. Hario Lelokim. Blow the shofar to God. B'kol Rinan, a voice of singing. Yashem Elyon Nora. Because God is great, Melech Gadol HaKa'aretz, God is the ruler over all the earth. And this idea that with this Hario Lelokim, the shofar blows, and that'll mark the final reign of Hashem, is a theme we see in Tanakh a fair amount. We see that Yeshaya, we quote this on Rosh Hashanah also, says, "Vayabay Mahu," in that day, Yitaka b'shofar Gadol, that there will be great shofar blowing. Uvo Ovdim be'eretz Ashur, and those who are lost in Assyria, and Dachim be'eretz Yisrael, those wandering in Egypt, and they will all come. Yishtachru Hashem b'har kodesh. They will come bow to God in Yerushalayim. This is the blowing the great shofar, because the shofar marks the crowning of the king. We saw this in that first parak of Malachim, where David says, Shlomo's going to be the king after me. And it says, "Vaykach tzedakah kohen at keren hashemesh." So tzedakah takes the anointing oil, mina ohel, from the Mishkan. Vayimshacher Shlomo anoints Shlomo to be king. Vaytku b'shofar, and they blow a shofar. Vayamru kol ha'am yechi ha'melech Shlomo, long live King Shlomo. Amachalim, and all the people came after him, and they're all dancing. Usmechim, Simcha Gedolah, they're all rejoicing. Tivka'aretz polam. The land splits, most of their so from the, all the sound. Quakes with the sound, and they blow the shofar to say that Shlomo is king. And similarly, this Achrit Yamim will have the shofar Gadol will blow, and everyone will acknowledge Hashem's rule. And it said the parak that we're looking at continues, Yadber Amim Tachtenu. God will lead the nations beneath us, Umim Tachat Raglenu, nations under our legs. Yivcharlen or Nachlatenu will choose our inheritance for us. Don Yaakov Asher Ahev, the pride of Yaakov that he loved, Selah. Hold that thought. And that's not a matter of the Jews conquering the other nation. Yadber Amim Tachtenu will lead nations literally. Tachteno, under us, doesn't mean rule the world. It means we'll be an example. Because Yadber means to lead. And this is Sforno, which is going to be the key for understanding this. Yadber Amim, but Amzeh, meaning the Jews, Yanhig, Gamut, Umot, Olam, will lead the other nations. It's this word, Yadaber, means to speak, but Aramaic it means to lead with words, not by force. We saw that in last week's parsha. When, or 2 weeks ago, when Yaakov's sons go down to Egypt and they take their money and they take Binyamin with them, it says, that the men took the gifts, and they took double the money to pay for their food, and they took Binyamin. And they stood before Yosef. And the Targum Onkelos translates this as, the men went, Bachad trade kasbat nesebu, and they took with this word nesebu, the money, the kesef, kasbat nesebu, videhon in their hands, the dabru ya binyamin. And that's a sense of dabar. So the same word vayikach in Hebrew, in Aramaic, has two different words, nesebu to take with one's hands, the dabru to take, to lead, take with words. And that's why Rashi puts it, it says, metagminan vidabru ya binyamin. And the Targum Onkelos says dabru in terms of taking binyamin. If he ain't she'en l'kichat hakesef l'kichat adam shaveh l'shan arami, was taking the money, taking binyamin with them, even though in English and Hebrew they had the same word of kach, it's different Aramaic. With dvar nikach biyad, something that you're actually carrying, metagamin benasiv. Dvar nikach banhagat dvarim, it's something that you take with you by talking to them. Metagamin bedabar. That's what adabar in Gemara, I don't know if it's modern Hebrew, means a leader, not a ruler. So tachat raglino doesn't mean, we rule them under our feet, but literally via our path, by our example. And that's the way Sforno puts it. Yadber amim tachtenu, emtziut mimshaltenu. Through our example, because we will teach them the true ways, as it says in Yeshaya, that we will be the Kohanim of Hashem for the world. That's the vision we're looking at. Certainly, Tachar Raglenu. We will judge them honestly. There will be no damage. We're not going to, no goal to hurt anybody. Then Hashem allows us to live in our land. That's Nachlatenu, make the, in the Beit Mikdash, which is why the Pasuk says, Gaon Yaakov. The pride of Yaakov, that's a big dash. Makom Asher Hazeh Ahavokel, that God loves, Yerushalayim. And then the second half of the parak, after that Selah, could be read as a continuation of the first, about the Shofar Gadol. It says, Allah Elohim B'Truah, God arises with the Truah, Hashem B'Kol Shofar, God in the voice of the Shofar. But the Medrash notes there's a difference in Hashem's name. Allah Elokim B'Truah and Hashem B'Kol Shofar. We've gone from this name of Elokim, which implies Midat HaDin, judgment, and we switch to Hashem, Shem Havaya, Midat HaRachamim. And Midrash says this is not talking now about the far future, but it's talking about every Rosh Hashanah. That we, I'm going to call it a pre-enactment of Hashem's Malchut. Every Rosh Hashanah, we make Hashem king over the whole world. So the Pasuk says, Allah Elokim B'Truah, God arises with with a truah, Hashem b'kol shofar, in the voice of the shofar. Zamru lo kim zameru, sing to Hashem, sing Zamru Malkeinu Zamero, sing to our king, Ki Malach, Melach Kol Aretz, king, because God is king over the whole world, Zamro Maskil, those who understand will sing to God. And this is what the Midrash says. Sorry, I gotta figure out where this is. Know my sources. Here we go. Hey, bigger rabbi. Okay, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Nachman Patach. This is a drasha of Rabbi Huda Ben Nachman. Elohim b'tshuah, Hashem b'kol shofar. God arises with the tshuah. Hashem arises with the sound of the shofar. Shesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoshev v'olel kiseh hadin. This is the moment God sits on the throne of judgment. This is Rosh Hashanah. V'din hu'oleh. He's doing it in judgment. My tam. How do you know that? Because it says Allah Elohim. Hashem midat hadin. Rosh Yisrael notlinet shofarihem. And as soon as Bnei Yisrael take their shofars, v'tokim with their HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they blow the shofar, omei mikisei hadin v'yoshev b'kisei rachmim. God moves from the throne of judgment to the throne of mercy. It says Hashem b'kol shofar. You have to rachmim. V'malehem rachamim, and Hashem has mercy on them, rachem aleihem, v'fecha le'midat hadin rachamim, and turns that judgment into mercy. And that time, when is it? V'chosh HaShvi'i, in the seventh month of Rosh Hashanah. And that's what our shofar does, by making Hashem the king. And so the prayer continues, Malach Elokim al Goyim, God rules over the nations, Elokim Yoshev al Kisei Kodesho, God sitting on his holy throne. Amim nesvu im Elokei Abraham, that the generous ones of the nations gather together with the God of Abraham, because God has all those who defend the earth, Bo'nala, and that's what makes God so great.
Danny, I'm thinking about the first part, which was where, that we will rule, we will lead people, we will lead the nations with words, but we will not be using force.
Right.
And that's sort of like Hashem creates the world with words.
That's an interesting point, right? That the words have meaning
And
and
that
power.
specifically, and then it moves to Truah and shofar beyond words, which is more feeling and rachamim and that kind of stuff.
Yes, and we
You
talk about
start with words and then you move beyond the words. I don't know if you want to call it emunah or whatever, but it seems like that the perfect world is that everybody is able to go beyond the words.
that's true. That's part of what we say. It's the Tehillim for Thursday. It says that tikuba shofar the tikuba shofar b'kesel yom chagenu. Blow the shofar in the on the holiday that kikol Yisrael hu, when the God judges. It says svat lo yadati eshma. There, and I translate that as a language of I don't know, God hears. Like when we don't have the words, Hashem listens to the shofar still. And that's really what the shofar represents. We don't
Right.
have to just call out. And that is what we make Hashem the king there. But this parak ends with this line about Nedivei Amim, the generous ones of the nations. Because this is again Sfarno's interpretation that we say on Rosh Hashanah that tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, ma'avira, dro'a, gezeira, that tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah are the three things that move Hashem from Din Rachamim. But in this parak, B'nai Korach emphasizes the tzedakah, it's a generosity. That's what moves Hashem. The nideh av, it's nideh amim. Those who are generous are the magine aretz, those who defend the world. That elevate Hashem, and that allows Hashem's judgment to come out in this judgment for mercy, excuse me, on
So it
this.
even is saying that there are righteous among the nations.
Yes. This one is emphasizing most the literal word in the divim, being generous. It's the giving, it's the tzedakah side of it. Whether that's on the nations or among the Jews, both of those are what move Hashem to the kisei amrachamim. God chooses those who are generous. There's ones who defend the world. Lagin al zulatam, gemilut chasadim. Gemilut chasadim that protects everyone. And they go in the ways of God. That's what it means that Hashem is now Ma'od Na'ala, is very much raised up. That Hashem brings out those who are similar to him, who walk in Hashem's ways. Their actions are greater, are most similar to Hashem in what they do. That being generous, if we have people who are generous, that Hashem will be generous with us. And that's the point where we get to Allah Hashem B'Tshuva. God will rise up with B'Tshuva. That's the second of the four parakim I want to look at. The next parak is also about, you could read it as a future redemption, but I would say it's not so much about the future, but as at the present. As every Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we ask Hashem for forgiveness. And that's what this parak is all about. We make Hashem the king over the whole world. Is more another song of B'nai Korach. God, you found favor in your land. And that's the focus of this. Shavta Shvit, you brought back Yaakov that was imprisoned. Naseta Avon Amcha, by forgiving their sins. You've forgiven the sins for your people. Kisita Chochatatam, you covered over their iniquity, their sins. Selah. And that we express the nesita avon amcha, that we know that Hashem has forgiven us when with ritzita Hashem etzarcha, that Hashem finds favor in the land. When we do God's will, the land's productive. Okay, that's why Yom HaDin is at the start of the rainy season. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the rainy season. So that's when we feel God's rule in us. And we're all rich Americans. We don't have any idea what rain means. We just go to the store and buy food. But it's sort of within the concept of the Torah. That's what Rosh Hashanah means. Right? The God decides there will be rain. And this is in Parshat Ekev. Shama, this land you're going to, Moshe tells Bnei Israel, to inherit it, Eretz Harim V'Kaot, there's mountains, there's valleys, Dimtar Shamayim Tishtamayim. And it depends on rain. That's what you're going to drink. It's not like Egypt that has the Nile that flows all the time. No, you need the rain in Eretz Israel. Eretz Asher Hashem Mokecha Dereshata. This is the land that God will look after. Tamid enei Hashem Elokecha, God's watching it ba, every Shit Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah, from beginning of the year, Ad Achrit Hashanah, till the end of the year. God decides in the rain in the beginning of the year. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. Judgment about our prosperity for the year. So, Bnei Korach, this Perek is praying that this happens every year. Vasapta kol eratecha, you gather in your anger, Shevotem Koronapecha. Recant from all of your anger, from your fury. Shavonu el keishenu, bring us back, O God. Vafer kasacha imanu, and undo your anger with us. Alam tenaf banu, will you be furious with us? Lots of words for angry in Hebrew. Will you be angry with us forever? Your fury will last forever. No, Allah tatashu, you will forgive. We're going to do tshuva, so you will do tshuva. You will return, you'll bring us to life, and your nation will rejoice with you. Show us your mercy, and give us your salvation. That's what we're asking. Don't be angry right now. Hi. And then we have the volta, the turn of the poem, it changes. How do we make that happen? How do we get God to stop being angry with us? And the psalmist is telling us that we already know the answer. Hashem's already told us that. Eshma'a mad yidaber akel Hashem. Let's listen to what God says. Kedaber shalom elmo, because God will speak of peace to his people, El Chasidav, those who are righteous with him. Al Yeshuvu Kisila, and they will not return to their foolishness. Akarov, Liariav, Yisho, God's salvation is close to those who fear him. Ishkon Kavobar Senu, and God's glory will stay in our land. We have to understand what God wants of us, and then Hashem will give us that rain that's going to allow us for our prosperity. And that leads to one of my favorite agadot. I quoted this before. The parak continues, Chesed ve'emet nifgashu. Mercy and truth encountered one another. Tzedek v'shalom nashaku. Justice and peace literally kissed. Emet me'eretz tzimach. Truth rises up from the ground. Tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. And justice looks down from heavens. And that sounds very poetic. And the Medrash translates it very differently. I just translate it as chesed emet nifgashu, that chesed, that mercy and truth met. The Medrash translates as chesed emet nifgashu in the sense of encountered in battle. They started fighting each other. Tzedek v'shalom, justice and peace, nashaku, not nashaku who has kissed, but neshek in the sense of weapons, drew weapons on one another. This is describing the conflict in the nature of the world. These are mutually incompatible values. So what do we do with that? Here's the Medrash. Amar Rabbi Simon. Mishas Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu livrod et Adam Rishon. When God went to go create human beings for the first time, this is that creation. Nasu malchei asharei kitim kitim. All the angels broke up into factions. Chaburot chaburot. Everyone had their own opinion. Mehem omrim al yibarei, mehem omrim yibarei. Some the angels saying create them. Some saying don't create human beings. Hadoketiv. That's what it means. Chesed ve'emet nifgashu tzedek v'shalom nashak. That they fought. Chesed omer yibarei. Kindness said create human beings. Shehu gomel chasim. Because God, because human beings will do kind things with one another. They have potential there. Men omer al yibarei. Truth said don't create mankind. Shekulosh shekarim. Because human beings are all lies. Not that they'll say some lies, but everything they say is a lie. Tzedek omer, justice says, create them. Shehu oset tzedakos, because human beings can do justice. Shalom omer al yibarei. Peace said, don't create human beings. Dechulo ketata, because everything they do is strife, struggle. They're always fighting with each other. Ma'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so what did God do? You know, he's got two against two. You make a decision. God took truth and threw it down to the ground. Which it says the pasuk in Daniel, "V'tashlich emet arza," threw truth down to the ground. So all the angels look at God and say, "What's the thing?" Kadosh Baruch Hu? They say, "I tell him, Ribbono Olamim, al shalach. How can you?" Despise. How can you ruin your seal, the thing that is determines what you are? Right. This is, you're throwing away emet. You're throwing away truth. So Hashem says back, "Hela emet min ha'aretz," which the pasuk said, "No, I'm not throwing it away. I'm allowing it to sprout from the ground." Emet me'aretz tismach. Very weird midrash. Very weird. This is the way the Gra explains it. This is a way to read this midrash here. They met Amar Ayibare. That truth said you can't create human beings because they're all lies. Everything there. Meaning, because truth is resonates among a thousand uncertainties, a thousand bits of confusion. That human beings can't handle the truth. To quote the great Rabbi Jack Nicholson, we can't. Truth is too broad. If you want to say something that's true, I have to make a statement that encompasses all of the universe all at once. Any statement that I make as a human being is going to be limited. There are exceptions. One plus one doesn't always equal two. Nothing I say is absolute truth. The Masa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did God do? Yishlich emet arza. He sent truth down to the ground. Yay, Hashem gives truth. The ability to decide truth in terms of Ratzon Hashem, the will of God, to human beings. Hashem says, right, human beings can't understand my mind, so I'm going to let them make the decision. Brought wisdom down to earth. That's what means he threw it down to earth. Didn't reject it, but gave it to human beings. Whatever they decide, Sanhedrin, Chazal decide, this is halacha, that's what it is. Shenemar emet me'eretz tzimach. That means say that truth will sprout from the ground. Mishanatan HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah L'Yisrael. God gave the Torah to Bnei Israel. Tzivar ba'atzmo. God is the word. Commanded himself. That if there's any question about what the Torah wants us to do, that the Chachamim will decide, Davka Kifishi Torah, we'll decide whatever Chachamim decide. And that goes to the famous story of Tanur ben Achnai. And Akain Shiyatza Batko, Amar Allah Krabi Eliezer. And so when they have this voice comes from heaven and God says, Halacha is like Eliezer, we agree, that's God's will. Rabbi Yeshua Al Rak Lav, so Rabbi Yeshua stood up and said, Lo Bashamayim. That's Emet Me'eretz Titzmach, that we have the right to, we create truth by our decisions. Shalom Amash, Kfar Yatzah P'sak Din, Miyad Dayan, the God's already decided, human beings will make this decision. Alkein Ein Ono Mashgichim B'Vat Kol, therefore we don't pay attention to heavenly voices. Lo shub nivra ba'olam, and not to miracles, nothing in the world, but mashin of gea binyan adat, relevant to which matters, ra kifi haskamat chachmei Torah. Rabbinical decisions, lamata ba'arz, in the land here. So that's when he says that I want, what does God want of us? How do we create the shalom? The answer is, emet me'aretz titzmach. We have to create truth here. We act in a way that's consistent with that emet, and then Hashem will create the tzedek, and then we end up with the productive earth, the rain falls, we have our prosperity, and the perek ends, Gam Hashem yitein tov, then God will give that which give us the good, our tzeinot yitein yivula, our land will bring forth its produce, tzedek lefanav yalech, and justice will go before him, yasem l'derech pamav, and justice will be the path for his footsteps. Like that. See tzedek in the world when we make that emet happen. We make decisions with the intent of deciding what it is that God wants. Again, a very hopeful parak. And the next one, the last one we'll look at is Tehillim Memchet, which is also Bnei Korach. And it's also like, I'm sorry, this is Pei Zion. We looked at Memchet, which is a pian to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is wonderful. We love Yerushalayim. This one's shorter and it's all very positive. It doesn't have that rebuke in it. It says, Bnei Korach means more sheer. This is again a song for Bnei Korach. Yisudo Bahari Kodesh. This was founded, this was inspired by the holy mountains. As Rashi says, Yisudo Mizmorze al Har Tzion. This is founded on Har Tzion, Yerushalayim, Yisudo Mesharer. The singer is looking at Yerushalayim and saying this. Ahav Hashem Shari Tzion. God loves gates of Zion. We call Mishkanot Yaakov from all of the Mishkanot, as the Midrash says about that there are lots of places where Hashem is. Yerushalayim is the place. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Mechavev Sharei Knesiyot Uvadei Behem. I love the gates of shuls, Batei Midrash, places where Torah is learned. Umi Ani Mechavev Menakol, but what do I love most of all? Tzion. That is God's own palace. Yerushalayim is a special place in Hashem's heart. And Rabbi Chanina Omer, and it continues, Nichbadot, Medaber Bach, that honorable things are said about you there in Yerushalayim, Ir Elokim, in the city of God, Selah. The Midrash says, Rabbi Chanina Bar Ido Omer, Lama Omrim Yisrael Hashem B'Mikdash, why do we say Hashem Hashem explicitly is only said in Yerushalayim, in the Beit Midash? Everywhere else we say Hashem. We don't say the name of God. Please. It says Nichbadot Medubarba, that honorable name of God is only said in you there. Right, tomorrow, where? B'kiryate, in God's own city. Shnemer ir Elokim. So.
But when we're davening, we say the name of God.
We do not. Adonai. Oops. Adonai is not the name of God. It's
Oh, really?
right. It's not the Shem Havayah, the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei.
Oh,
It
okay.
itself is a kinoi. Like Hashem's a kinoi is an euphemism for Adonai, but Adonai itself is not the name of God. We don't pronounce that. We
Oh,
never pronounce it anywhere except in Beit HaMikdash.
okay. Okay, interesting.
And then he continues about all the other places. There are great places elsewhere in the world, but nothing's like Yerushalayim. Azkir Rahav, I can mention Rahav, which is a poetic term for Egypt. O Bavel, I can mention Bavel to all my friends. Hinei Peleshet, there's the land of the Plishtim, Butzor, and the land of the Phoenicians in the north, and Cush, Ethiopia. Those are great places. Zeyel Hacham, he says, there are those who are born there. There are people of note who are born in these other countries. Yitzion Yomar, when I talk about Yitzion, I say Ish v'Ish Yolad Ba. Everyone there will deserve to mention. V'chu Yechanena Elyon, and God sets that place up. Hashem Yisaper K'Tov Amim, God tells the story of all the nations. Zeyel Hacham, mentioning anyone in Yerushalayim, any child of Yerushalayim, that is a great person. This is kind of a self-affirmation. You have these negative tehillim that we feel abandoned. We are saying that we all individually matter. That's Hashem, Yisraper B'Tov Amim. God writing the history of the nations. Zed Hashem and say, this one, you, were born there. You are paying attention to. And this is, I always quote Stuart Smalley on this one. I'm good enough, smart enough, God enough, people like me. That's a self-affirmation. Saying this is saying, Yerushalayim is important, and I, as someone who comes from Yerushalayim, at least spiritually, I am important also. That's important thing about us. And that holds that thought, the Selah there, and then it turns back, because the Perek is about Hashem, not human beings. That our existence is fundamentally comes back to our ultimate source, and it ends with the line of the Sharim, Kechalalim, singers, literally flutes, musical instruments. All of them, Koma Anai, literally my spring, my fountain, my source Bach is in you, Hashem. That's what Tehillim is all about, is singing, is celebrating the fact that our existence comes back to Hashem, and that's what's important. And once I acknowledge that, I become important as well. And that's the end of Bnei Korach's message. And I will stop here. And we should have peace as in the first parak, we should have prosperity in the second and in the third parak, and we should have self-confidence in the fourth parak.
Oh, Danny. So, Danny.